Eight Ingredients, Culinary Musing, Number 47, Note. Cooking up knowledge. The other day, I took an audible break and worked with no sounds budding into my ears. I could only hear the serenading static din emanating from the server tower, the whir fanning out my mouse clicks and my keyboard taps and my peanut crunch smacking lips and my slurping sips of house bland coffee. The task that attended my focus was how to best articulate the organization's mission and vision with accessible experiences and a plausible actualization as implemented by web technologies underpinned with a standard that aggregates the office's workflow when engaged in the production and delivery of digitized intellectual property. Essentially, the goal was to provide a calm explanation of a cool application without using metaphors as exemplary collected clarification. Can this be done? I mean, really? When I get home after a long day of knowledge work, my mission is eating my dinner incarnate. My vision is the meal I have to prepare using the ingredients that are presently accessible. Whatever I concoct, the meal has to sate from initial bite to final chew. The goal is to alleviate appetite and quell craving. Is there a recipe I can reference? Or am I going to have to recipiate from scratch? Ed's spinach rice chicken. Chicken thighs, garlic mashed, brown rice, vegetable stock, mushroom morel, sesame oil, spinach. Curry cumin chicken noodles. Chicken steamed. Chicken stock. Lemon juice. Ginger grated. Garlic smashed. Carrots circle. Onion bands. Raisins sparse. Cumin, curry powder, cornstarch, noodles. Hmm. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat ingredients, so try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2007 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.